long as it's still moistening, that also keeps the skin soft. It has not like basa. Or do we maybe know? Ula ben shenoisa kama. Ula said the first year. It doesn't make a difference ben yonik, ben sheni yonik. It doesn't make a difference whether the calf is nursing or not. The first year, its skin on the head is soft. And on this, the Yomle Rav Yechon said back to him, no. Ben shenosai, sure I agree to you, it's only during the first year, but there's another condition also. Vusha yonik. Also, it has to be still nursing. That's not communal. If it stopped nursing in the middle of the first year, is the head, the skin, called soft or not? That's the Shiloh. What would Rabbi Yechon say in such a case? So the says, Toshma, come in here. Rabbi Yechon says, that kol zaman sheyonik. He says, kol zaman it's nursing, that the skin is called soft. Now, the yemis, if you hold, that what, it has to be only throughout the first year also, then v'hu sheyonik miborli, should have said loshin, and also it has to nurse. Why did it just say kol zaman sheyonik? So Shema Amina, of course, approved to the first tzad. And according to Rabbi Yechon, it doesn't have to be, it could be old more than a year. It's totally one thing, kol zaman it's nursing, that's what, it keeps it soft. Now, it could be kept. I mean, his bimosif means, even though it's a year old, could be worth less than a year old, Rabbi Yechon also agrees with Rish Lakish. It's always called soft, even though it's not yonik. It's only his chiddush is, even when it's a year old, if it's still nursing, that still keeps it soft. Another more says, Boy, Mene Rish Lakish from Rabbi Yechon. Rish Lakish has a question from Rabbi Yechon. Or Harosh, what's going to be the skin over the head, shall Egel Harach, over a soft calf? Mal Shitama, will it have tumor on it or not? That was a shayla. Mal Shitama, where the shayla was, is that skin considered like basar or not? So that's what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon. Yeah. Mal Shitama, all Malay said back to him, Ain't the Matama? It's not Matama, no? It's not called like basar, it's not Matama. That's what he said. So all Malay, so Rish Lakish said back to him, Listen, the Maratona Rabbeinu, you Rabbi Yechon, you taught me a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Eilu, these are the cases, show Rasein Kipsaron, that their skin is like the meat. The Or Harosh, Shalegal Arach, these are one of the cases, that the skin over the head of a soft calf, so its skin, is called like Bosa, so it would be Mekabotumah. So why do you say it's not Matana? Or Malay, Rabbi Yechon said back, Rish Lakish, I'll talk me tainu, like, don't get me angry. And he asked me these questions. Beloshin Yochar Ani Shainoisa. Our Mishnah, I only learned Beloshin Yochid. There's not a Stam Mishnah. Rashi says, Mishnah, Yevaloi Beloshin Stam, it's not a Stam Mishnah. Shaniyayim Elozer Ben Yud Omro. It's Elozer Ben Yud that said the din of our Mishnah. But Enoch Nami, the Chom argue on him, and according to Chachomim, this skin is not called Kibosar. So therefore, we're not the Mekabot Tumah. The Tani will learn like this. It's not Tom in the Vela. The Tani will learn like this. Ha Shoychir Es Oilo. If somebody shechs the Korban Oilo, Lahaktir kizayis me'ol shetachas alya, that you have in mind to burn a kizayis of the skin underneath its tail, which our Mishnah says is called soft skin, has locha like basar. So if you have in mind to burn it, chutzlum koimoi, outside the place we're supposed to, posel v'yein bekoros. That's like regular machsheves, chutzlum koimoi. What about chutzlum mana? You have in mind to burn it the wrong day, tomorrow, tickle becomes tickle. The chayovim all of chorus, and yechayev chorus. So Kuru, what do you see? You see that this skin is cold like basar, and it has a shem haktar on it, and therefore you can make pickle out of it. Yeah. And on this, Elozer ben Yehuda, is Avshalom Oimer, Mishum Rav Yaakov, he said our name Rav Yaakov, V'chein hoi Rav Shim ben Yehuda ish kvar ikum, Oma Mishum Rav Shimon. He said the name of Shimon, that echad all process, whether the skin over the hooves of the animal, the yechad or harosh legal arach, whether the skin over the head of a soft calf, the yechad or shatachas alya, whether the skin underneath is the tail, the whole shemonich chomin, all the skins, and now Mishnah the chomin say, gabi tuma, magayet hilchus tuma, shereseim kipsarim, that the skins, those skins are very soft, they have a locha like basar. Lavi comes to include also, like he didn't say yet, or shabesa bashis, the skin around the womb, outside the womb of a female. So all these type of skins, if you shechted the korban eila, you had in mind to burn these skins, chutzlim koimai tosogim bekoros, the machshav is chal. So kit is only the first less man yomer that said it's only his less shittas of Elozer ben Yuda that says even the skin of the head of an eagle arach. The Tanakhama only said it by the skin the skin of Tachas Alya. That's what Tanakhama said. It's only Elozer ben Yuda that says even the skin on the head of an eagle arach. It's only Elozer ben Yuda says this. He says, like the Yochid says, that this skin is also called like meat, and therefore if you have a mind to burn it, chuslam koimoy it's possible the korban. But the aim the chorus, chuslas man, if you have a mind to burn it tomorrow or the wrong day, then pick up a chuslam of chorus. So that's what Rabbi Yochid meant to say back, that our Mishnah is only a das Yochid and enoch nami. Allah, we hold like our Mishnah. We hold that only the skin underneath the tail, that's very soft skin. That skin is called like bosa. But other skin is taka harder, and it's not called kibosa, would not be metam, it has no tumor on it. Yeah. Now the Mor says, the Mishnah says, right of your base of process. So Mor says, my base of process, what does it mean to say the skin by the hooves? So Rav Rama base of process mamish. Yes, it means mamish, the bottom skin around the hooves, that's also considered soft skin. But the chanino amenom, that skin is too hard. But he meant to say, rekuva hanem keres in a rush, like the old thigh. The skin around the thigh is sold with the head. That skin is called kibosa. So Rashi says, it means rekuvanim kerasim roshi, says, kol or shal etzem hashoik, all the skin around the bone of the thigh, merkuva tachtoina from the bottom ankle there, shechoitchim b'shas hafshot testeina, when you cut open the bone, you cut there. So that skin, what it means, base of process. A little further up, but not mamish down on the leg by the hooves, he holds that skin is too hard, that's not called kibosa. Then the Mishnah says, we are hoanoka. That's this type of a sheretz. So, Tanra Baruch like this. Hatmeyim, the Pesuk says, Hatmeyim, Rashi says, hey, you say an extra hey with dashning. The rabbi says, Rasem kibsarim. Hatmeyim, that goes on the shrotzim, the shmoin shrotzim. So, it's a rebu to say, that their skin is like the bosra, it's also tummy. But she's l'rabbis oris shrotzim harakim, the soft ones. Shiu kabosra. Yeah. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel a kunon, maybe all eight of them. I didn't try now Mishnah Tankama. It says only four of them is oris kabosra. So most of I would have thought to say, maybe all of them, all eight of them. Tam Levin, the Pesuk says, no. Eila says these, mashva, not all, only these, only some of them. For the marv eila akuliksivim, maybe eila means back to late. Omarav, it says no. Liminayu hifsakinyan, it says the word liminayu in between. That's masik. So it says eila only means some, and not all of them. So therefore, that's trying out on a camera that those four, those skins are softer. Those skins are called kibosar, and not the other four. Maskashav lechshu nami tinshamis. Why does the Mishnah also say this shirt of tinshamis? Rashi says the iu nami bekrua basik. What says in the second pasuk? So it should also be kibosa. Amar Shmuel by Yitzchok, Rav Tanahu. Enechnami Rav is a Tana, but Tanah Tinshamis, and Rav also put in his din that Tinshamis is also one of the skins is kibsarim. Amar says I go Tana didam the Tanah Tinshamis. I our Mishnah does not say Tinshamis. Amar Rav Sheish is bread levivi the bread Rav Idi that Tana didam Savolok Rav Yehuda. Our time, it holds like a Yudhishita. The Yozo Boso Gishta. You go Boso the way you touch it, the way you feel it. How do you feel the skin? Well, the Gishta, the Halto, Kemiflegi. Now, like you say, how do you feel the skin of the Halto? Is it soft or is it too hard? Rashi says, there's a Tanadidan Tolk of Yudha Kloima. Ula Yalof Taimo Miat from the Posakatimeim. Ela misvara de gishta means kol shein mamish burn. We don't feel. If a ozin chamor shetol lekuposoi, the person like made a patch upon his basket with the ear, The oizen a chamor. He took the ear off the chamor, the donkey. He took the oizen, his ear off it, and he made it for a patch into his basket. It's a lochris teira. That you should know that skin, that patch is tore. It's not called bosser anymore. So diik is tolo. So here it's mashbi. Even though you didn't work on it, still it's not makabel tumor anymore. It's more says poshut. I'll tell you like this. Tolo, if you take it, use it for a patch and put it onto your basket, then afagab the lehilach. Even though you did not walk with on the skin, you did not make it into leather, but since you took the skin and put it into your basket, you mavatla from a shame boster, it's called part of the basket now. Havara's not makabel tumor anymore. But like tolo, if you did not take the skin and put it onto your basket for a patch, now hilach in. If you walked over, trampled over the skin, you made it hard, then it's not makabel tumor. But lehilach loy, if you did not walk and not trample on it, then loy, then it would be makabel tumor. Now, kama kedei ibut, how much do you have to trample on it to give it a shame working? You worked it over, it's called like leather, it's not called skin anymore. Amarafu, namarav yanai, arabos milin. How long will it take you to walk? 4 mil. That's how much you have to walk, how much walking has to be done over this or. Then it makes it ice bossa, then it's called hard, then it's like leather already. That's called arbas minim. In other words, in parentheses here, bavu mishum drash lakashamam, that legevel. For this halach of gevel, Rashi says, halash is sasa bitar, somebody is kneading his dough when he's tore, vuhu sochil balabais, he's rented, he's working for balabos, the tzorach lamayim lat for kalif, he needs water to be tevelus kalim. See, at Riach Atzma b'milim, he has to bother himself 4 mil to try and be tevel the kalim at Shigil l'mikvah. The Yatvo, the Yisrael, can I say the mikvah is more than 4 mil away, and all of Latreach, he doesn't have to bother about to be tevel the kalim in Astam. Elim came, Yisrael Balabayis, Tzcharalich, only if the Balabas pays him to going. But the kids say, if you're working for Balabas and you want to make sure it's kalim ator, so, or to be tevel them, so the mikvah is 4 mil away, you have to walk there. If it's more than 4 mil, you don't have to walk there. It's up to the Balabas to pay you more for that then. Oh, the tefillah, Rashi says, if you're going on a derech, and the Gomer believe, and you want to daven now, or you want to sleep, and down the road is the basic kinesis in front of you, so if it was within 4 mil, there's the basic kinesis, you're not allowed to stop here to sleep, but rather you have to continue on to go daven first in the basic kinesis. That's a Rashi learns the tefillah. Now, the sungeif, you have a minion, so if the minion is within 4 mil, he's supposed to walk there. If it's less than more than 4 mil, you don't have a chiyuv to go there. Or tefillah shidayim, Rashi says lachila, if you want to eat bread now, the ain l'mayim, you have no water, but there's water in front of you 4 mil, so if it's only 4 mil in front of you, you're supposed to go there. Meaning you should not eat until you wash your hands. But if it's more than 4 mil, then you're allowed to eat even without washing your hands. So these halachas have the same shear of 4 mil. Now, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Eivoy Omri.